Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, I believe we are still discussing the feminine side of psychic energy. We didn't even get to the topic on Wednesday, so hopefully we'll have an opportunity today. But we, again, have callers in the queue, and we're going to be getting to those calls in just a moment. I want to invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, and you may follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well. 914-338-0164 is the number to call. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show for conversation that the radio show can't accommodate. Okay, let's bring on a caller. Neil, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
You might want to sit in a different, a little bit closer to the microphone, because I don't think it's going to pick you up like that. Okay. 239, you're on the air. I think this person is, there's two 239s, and they forgot that they were connected on one end. Hi,
hello.
Can you hear us, 239?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're actually connected. You called in on, I don't know if you're on the other line, but there's two of you.
I can't seem to get off the other line. I was trying to get off speakerphone, and I'm on speakerphone now. Are you all right with that? Because I can't get off the other line.
Yeah, that's fine. What I was saying is we first went to the call where the hand was raised, but I'm going to disconnect that call. Okay.
All right.
What's your name?
My name's Alana, and I'm calling from Florida.
Is it Alana, did you say?
No, Lana, L-A-N-A.
Lana, okay. It sounded like there was an A before L, but anyway, Lana. There's a little bit of an echo. I don't know if you're like in a bathroom or something, but there's a bit of an echo.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm on speakerphone, and for some reason, I can't unspeaker you.
That's okay. We can hear you, so we'll just deal with it.
Okay.
Florida. Okay.
Yeah. And my question to you is, do you see me moving? Do you see me making
no.
a move?
I thought that was a question you were going to ask. It was about moving. I thought you were going to ask that. Yes, I see you moving.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you want to give a little bit? Actually, can we get your birthday, Lana?
Yes, it's November 5th,
1946. 1946.
Yeah.
11-5-46, correct?
Yes.
She's a 27-9. And she is 72. You're going to be 72 years old?
Yes, I am.
That's interesting, because that's the inversion of your karmic number. Your karmic number is 27, and you're going to be 72. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's in itself. Well, yeah, it is a multiple of 9, but that was the first thing that jumped out at me. So, based on those numerical calculations, definitely a change is scheduled.
Could you tell me a little bit more about upcoming changes? With the move.
Well, the thing is, Lana, before you said anything, I thought you were going to ask about a move, and at least as it stands at this moment, the vibration is that you're going to be moving. Now, there may have something, if there is a, if you do have a sister, if you do have a sibling who happens to be a sister, that might be, that could be important as we speak.
I see. I do. I have a sister. I also have a cousin that was close to me, and something came up. I found a place. I didn't intend to move, but I found a place that I love, and it's very hard for me to leave my house, which I also love. So, and
well, why
then,
is there a need to move? I mean, just because you saw a house you love.
Is it a house or an apartment? Did you see like a community you wanted to move into?
It might be beneficial for me financially, and also I'm close to the beach here, and you know we have flooding during the hurricane season.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not too keen on that, so I thought it might be a good idea to get a little more inland.
So where were you thinking of moving? I mean, what was
in the same area, just about 10 miles away. But then I also might consider moving in with somebody this year too. So I'm a little torn as to why I should move.
Moving in with somebody like in a roommate situation?
Well, like a gentleman.
Oh.
That's up in the air right now. But
do you own your home now?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what's the estimate value of the home? Do you have equity?
About $300.
And do you have equity in the home?
Yes. It's paid
and
for.
If you were, it's paid for? So how much is the home that we're, how much is the other house that we're discussing?
The other house is less. It's 225, and it's newer, and it's in a very nice community.
Well, you know, you're calling a psychic show. The agenda here is that we feel that you were going to ask a question about moving.
Mm-hmm.
Our input is that you should move to the other home.
Okay.
Not with the gentleman. Don't move in there.
I see.
If you sell your home, and you have all that equity, and you either buy this other house outright, and you put your money in a secure savings, at least you have your independence. What you do with the gentleman after that, at least you'll have your independence and your own investment, and then you know you can go see what you want. But right now,
what were you saying?
I understand. Yeah, that was my thought also, and I'm also okay where I am, as well.
Well, the thing here's the problem, Lana. If we're getting a feeling that you were going to ask about moving before you said it, at least if you're getting some psychic input to help you make a decision,
yes,
from this angle, there must be a reason why you're meant to move. Maybe it is due to the flooding. Maybe something's going to happen to the house. I don't know. But
possible.
What I do know is that I'm being compelled to tell you to move.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You don't have to. You don't have to. But, you know, maybe there is something to do with the flooding. Maybe it's going to be pretty bad. Maybe you're just going to be happier there. It's a newer home, a nice community. Maybe you're supposed to. How long have you had the home now?
16 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, 56, 54. So you were about 54, more or less, when you got the home.
Yeah.
54, 55.
Multiple of nine, right?
At 56 would be 54. 54.
Yeah. So it was a move.
Yeah. You know, I
two,
mean,
two cycle, no, nine. And...
You can, you know, you can think about it. You can ask around. You can get other opinions. But at least from this show, we're telling you to, it's best
it
to
would
move.
It would be 18 years, this calculation. It would have been 18 years ago. If it was, if she was 54, she would have been 56, 16 years ago.
17
yeah,
years.
It's been almost 17 years.
Almost
17 years.
Well,
almost,
you know, I mean, you're getting close to a multiple of 9 and 18 years. I mean,
I see.
You know, it doesn't, the most important, and you're going to be 72. That's a change in life anyways. And anyways, that's what you should do. That's what we think.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting psychic opinions. You do what you want to do. If you're looking for psychic opinions, and then the fact that there's a sister, you have a sister, is another validation just to contribute to the overall psychic impression of getting validations.
Yeah, is her name Natalie? Lana Natalie. No, that was a joke. But that's what
Natalie Wood. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's up to you.
Well, my intuition tells me to move too. It's emotional for me. That's why I want to see, you know, what was I want another opinion. That's why I called. So.
Well, you know, you buy the home outright, you'll have some money in the bank,
mm-hmm.
and not losing anything. It's a newer home. It's a nice community.
Yes.
Listen, this isn't your childhood home. You may have had the house for 18 years. That's nice. It isn't your childhood home. It's time to maybe move, and maybe as you're getting out of harm's way.
Possible,
maybe. Maybe.
It's possible.
Is your sister going through any illness, mild? Is she on medication, anything like that?
Her husband is.
Oh. Well,
her husband is.
You're asking, you're getting a psychic. Do what you need to do, Ilana, but at least if you think, well, here's a psychic impression. There seems to be some accuracy. It's confirming what I'm feeling. Maybe I should get past my hesitation about moving and just take the...
I guess the only question that I'd have is, you know, putting this house up for sale and how long it would take to buy the home and if someone else could get the home that you're interested in prior to you. And then, you know, I mean, what's the plan as far as
I'd have to work out the details to protect myself. It would have to be a contingency sale.
Right.
And I'd have to work that out.
You get a reasonable
real estate agent.
You don't want to make a home and then have someone, you know, buy it out from under you and then you're stuck, you know.
Then
you're selling your house and then, I mean, obviously you can take it off the market, but if you found something you liked, you might want to get moving is my suggestion.
Yeah, you have a real estate agent that's only 10 miles away, probably more inland. So,
yes, it is. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're probably retired,
Yeah, I am. I retired this year.
What did you do for a record?
I've been an artist most of my life and also in finance.
Okay.
Okay.
So you know the territory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And my sister's husband is the one who's ill. He's having a hard time.
So she's taking
care of him.
Well, that's connected.
Maybe that's what you're picking up. Yeah.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
Just some concern about that. But right now the purpose is just to confirm the energies around which you're meant to move.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lana. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 818 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's
Hi, this? I right, was right in the middle of a bite.
Oh.
So,
are you in the middle of a bite?
A bite.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of women who are bosses that, you know, during halftime.
Mm-hmm.
But
I hope you're enjoying whatever you're eating.
Hi. Yeah, I just went into Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, but I was calling, I wanted to see what you guys see in the future for me for just, like dating and marriage, if it's
dating
coming up soon. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dating and marriage. What's your name?
It's Carmen.
Carmen. And you're calling from California, it looks like.
Is that your real name?
Yeah,
or is that your
pseudonym?
Is that your real name or is that your radio name?
It's my radio name.
No.
It's my first name.
Oh,
no, it's her first
name
now.
Good.
Okay, and your birth date, Carmen?
9/17/77.
9/17/77.
Yep.
Okay. Doing a little math here. Slowly.
41.
Yeah, 41/5. And you are 41. Am I right? Did you just turn
41? Don't remind me.
41 years old. Oh, gosh. So you're going through
a
big change.
I don't know one.
You're going through a big change.
I guess.
What's anything notable that you want to share with us happening in your life? I mean, I know you're asking about the dating and marriage, but.
Yeah, you know, nothing really notable. I'm just been focusing on, like, weight loss and, you know, kind of my whole total look. And I've been traveling for the last couple years, and I just want to kind of get settled down and.
Traveling,
but I met somebody last year.
Oh, so you you are in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship, but I met someone.
So you said you met someone. So what do you mean? I mean, you met somebody, but it didn't work out, or you met somebody and you're interested in them and haven't really moved forward in the relationship?
Well, it's just kind of an open-ended thing. You know, when I talk to him, he reminds me of all these great things, these sentimental things for him. He's in Northern California. I'm in Southern California, but I'm really flexible. I could be really anywhere. And he spoke about marriage and everything. And
so there is a relationship that's more than just a friendship with this person, or at least there's the talk. It's not just someone you're interested in. There's no connection. There's interaction.
Right. Yeah, there's a connection and everything. But, you know, these days you don't know what people is. Sometimes it's all talk. You don't know what's going on.
Have you ever met him in person?
Yeah, we met in November at a retreat last year.
Oh, you met mm-hmm. So you met him at a retreat. That's how you encountered him the first time. And then And is that the only time you've seen him in person? Is that the retreat, or have you seen him beyond that?
Yeah, that was it. We met up at the retreat. We ended up kind of partnered up at the retreat, and there's been talks of, getting together. Last time I talked to him, he talked about me moving, you know, in at his home, and it's a little wishy-washy. I can't really tell what's real.
Right, because that was like a year ago, and you guys haven't really gone beyond talking, I guess, on the phone or online. What's his birthday?
It's July 24th,
1964. 33 seconds. Mm-hmm. And they're in 11 together. Hmm. So you're specifically interested in him, really. You would like to maybe explore a relationship with this person. That's who you're asking about?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know, doing that because I really like him. I feel like we have a lot in common. So.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever done anything like creative writing, interested in writing, or anything in the arts?
I have a background in that. I would say I'm not necessarily interested in doing anything like that. I'm interested in getting married and relaxing.
I'm asking that as a means,
a vibration.
It's a means to an end. What creative part of you in your life? What did you do? What do you do?
I studied television production, and I wrote a book that's on Amazon. I have an MBA. I'm working on a patent for a product that I want to release.
Okay, I got enough. The idea is that I thought you were a writer by the sound
of your
voice.
Yeah.
That's why I asked about writing. Voice gives off a quality that you write. And then from there your voice gave off a quality that you wrote a book. So that's what I was getting to. Mm-hmm. Also you have a talent for comedy writing too. You have a sharp one line.
Oh my gosh, that's right on. that's spot on. That's what I studied specifically. I was doing sitcoms.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you have a talent for it, and so you came into the world with a voice for it. Because I can tell from your voice that you're a comedy writer, but not just because you have a bubbly laugh. There's something in the energy of your voice that's telling you that. I can hear a lot of bubbly laughter and think the person's a truck driver. I don't care about that. But there's something in your energy voice that's telling you that. So even though that's not your question, it serves as a validation, a platform upon which to answer your question. So here's what my response is, and Kristen can add to it or take away. But I think that in 2 months, there's going to be some kind of solid relationship coming up in your life.
With this guy or with somebody else? No.
Well, this guy, you know, I mean, it could be this guy. The only problem you have with this guy is once you get to know somebody really deep, then you get to understand who they really are and if they're really healthy enough to have a relationship. I'm not sure.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's really healthy enough to be in a really healthy relationship. I hope he is, but he might come with problems, history, and a lot of people, they want a relationship, but once you start to live with them, you realize this person doesn't know how to do this. They're not very good at it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
If this person would be that way, does he have genuine feeling? Yeah. Is he a little bit eager? There may be a robust romanticism in the person, but there's a possibility. It doesn't matter. If it's him in 2 months, it's him. If it isn't, the idea is that in 2 months you're going to be a relationship.
Which is probably the change she's coming up on. Because she is 41.
Yeah,
the relationship.
And there's a theme around, I'm going to get to you. There's a theme around a swimming pool. I don't know what that means yet, but there's a swimming pool floating around here somewhere.
There's someone floating in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Does he have a swimming pool? No?
You know, I don't remember. I know he has a really nice house, and it's large and everything, but I don't know if it has a pool. I know he has a hot tub. He might have a pool.
Okay, so that might be.
Well, you've got a hot tub. That fits. What was your book on?
It was on energy healing and sexuality.
What, do you want to plug your book, or do you prefer not to do that? You're welcome to.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's called Kundalini Sex. And it's kind of like a self-help book, because even though it's called Kundalini Sex, it literally is about, kind of taking a person through steps of finding themselves, and kind of exploring their own personal power. working with energy, with plants and people, animals, healing the past, forgiveness. There's a whole big section in an exercise on forgiveness, and kind of takes a person deeper.
Okay.
And then they can start to, you know.
That's understandable. Well, you know, you're to answer your question about relationship, I mean, you're watching your weight, and you're watching your weight, and we caught you biting down on something. but anyway, you know, you're going to be in a relationship. It's coming up, Carmen. I think that, you know, in your line of relationships, and at least the psychic vision of your line life, there is romance coming. There's going to be a relationship. Our guess is in 2 months. Either one you have blossoms deeper, or you're going to be in a new one. I don't know which one it is, but those two elements are going to be there. And there's something about, not to imply anything about your world, but there's something about a jalopy, an old car. I don't know why these things pop up in readings, but they do. But I don't know if there was somebody who had an old car or jalopy, or somebody in childhood, or somebody has a model or jalopy.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a rental right now. I don't know anybody with any older cars. But I was going to say, I am thinking about going to Southeast Asia next month and coming back in January. And I was wondering if I needed to do that.
Well, that has
there's lots of jalopies there.
Well, you know, the thing, there was a movie that Steven Spielberg did that took place in Asia that during the war, and there was a tremendously powerful scene in the beginning of the film with, well, it wasn't a jalopy, but it was like a limousine that was kind of an old, you know, it was of high quality. And I don't know why that's striking me. You know, there must be something about the TV movie world with you that's connected to your romantic life. There's something entwining it. Of course, sexuality, you're taking sexuality on a deeper mystical level, but sexuality is also can be presented on a comical level. And I don't know if you implied comedy in your book just to flavor the narration or not. But I don't know. I think you're going to be in a fulfilling relationship, and it could come as soon as 2 months.
And when are you thinking of going to Asia, Southeast Asia?
I was looking at plane tickets yesterday. I was thinking about leaving the second week of October, and I was just toying around with the idea because I was thinking, you know, if he's not real sure what he wants to do, I can go there and I could focus on, you know, vegan eating and things like that, and kind of
going there for pleasure for several months.
Yeah, mostly for pleasure and for health. I wanted to go to like this vitamin infusion place in the Philippines, and I was thinking about you know, maybe doing a little sightseeing, but mostly I was going to have a lot of downtime where I was going to just, you know, do like health related things like water fasting and raw veganism and things like that.
Well, if she goes to Southeast
which
Asia,
I could do anywhere, but
there in order to start a relationship in November, unless she's going to do a long distance thing with this guy, which I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, your companion needs to understand the inner journeys of life. You journey inward, and then you have a kind of a healthy expression outwardly, at least on the radio. So there's got to be this yin yang kind of in and out energy that you have with your significant other. This guy, I don't know, he could be a lot of fun. He could be very congenial and cooperative. I don't know if he reaches the depth of where you go in your mind. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not matter. It may not matter if you're looking for, I'm sure this
companion
guy would
versus
be
someone who's like a deep
thinker. You know, I'm sure this guy would be a good sport and go along with anything you might offer him. I don't know if he comes with that background.
My question is why has not, I mean, it's, am I wrong to say that you're maybe waiting for a little bit more from him in terms of initiative or interest?
Well, here's the thing. So he was engaged last year to a much younger girl who was like 28. And basically, she broke it off. She moved to Dubai and became a flight attendant. And then he was married and to a woman that was in his age range. But 8 years ago, like 8 or 9 years ago, she died of suddenly. And so he had a 4-year-old or getting tongue tied, a 4-year-old daughter who's now in high school. And so now he it's like when people break up suddenly, there's so much embarrassment and shame around that. So I was trying to give him a lot of time, but he was kind of all over the place. You know, the anniversary of his wife's death was in January. February was Valentine's Day and her birthday. The old fiance was in a new relationship. You know, it was just a lot going on. And he didn't start to kind of come out of like a funk until maybe May or June, really June. And, but recently he just moved another woman in his house and he's been kind of hinting at wanting to be polyamorous.
Oh,
and
God.
I was just kind of like, yeah. And I was just like, I've already explored that. I mean, I've been single, so it's not really exploration. It's just understanding, you know, that world. But he was like, well, you know, I feel like, you know, women didn't like me when I was younger and now they're interested in me. And they're not. They're interested in his money. You know,
yeah.
I can tell you right now, they're not interested in him. They're interested in, they've got their hand out. And it's a little bit frustrating. And honestly, part of me just wants to be like, whatever. But then part of me is like, okay, you're telling me, remember the time, da da da, and that couple saw us and they said this and da 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 that and blah 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 this. And, you know, I could get rid of all these girls and they could just be me and you. And, you know, and he just turned 54. So I'm just like, you know, you were, one minute you were ready for commitment. Now you're saying you want to be open-ended in an open relationship and seeing all kinds of people. And so I've been telling him, I'm like, well, pardon?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was asking him, I was like, well, are you going to Thailand this January? And he said, you know, he would be willing to go with me, but not to this other retreat. And so there's a possibility that we might end up there together. I could just go first. And then he can come meet me there. And, like, I would guess maybe January will probably be better. But I don't know. But then, you know, there's the whole thing of me going to his house because he invited me to his home. He's at another retreat right now. But my thing is this other woman that's at his house, she just moved in. She's around his age. And I don't know. I don't really want to compete, you know. I mean, there's not really much competition because, I mean, I'm on a really high level in the tantric world. So whatever she does, I could probably do way better. But I just don't want to get into a competitive, you know, who does he like more? She's into women. I'm not. I just really want a clean, monogamous, I'm not really looking for all that.
Yeah, then it sounds like he's not the guy for you. I mean, he's got a lot of issues. And Neil said earlier, before you mentioned all this, you know, he probably has his baggage. And now you're revealing that there's quite a lot of baggage, including kids, broken relationships that are obviously still plaguing his psyche. Go ahead, Neil.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Is he the only man on the planet? Is he the only man on the planet?
I know. No, he's not. But he was so interested. He was like, he just was really saying so much, and I wasn't really thinking anything of it at first.
He's interested in a lot of women, his radar is on the woman he's with.
Yeah.
So he's obviously double-talking. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that he doesn't know how to woo you. I said he was a romanticist. But I don't think he has the depth that you're looking for. I don't suggest you continue. I think you should find somebody else.
If he doesn't want him, he's not solidly, interested in being monogamous. And it sounds like you, that's what you want. I mean, it's okay to be whatever you are. I mean, if you're someone who's polyamorous and you're interested in that, I think it's fine. But what we're hearing from you is that that's not really what you're interested in at this point in your life. So
you know,
I would let him go. Especially, and then he lives wherever, in Northern California somewhere. That's another complication.
You can debate all the nice things about him, but I think that the matter is, I think you can do better.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about your self-esteem now.
Yeah.
I think you can do better.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm sure I can. I get tired of waiting. You know, at 41, I'm just so over it. It makes me feel very frustrated. I don't like being toyed with. I don't want to feel, oh, this could be it. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, this could be it. No, it's not.
Why don't you value who you are now and appreciate who you are now and look for a man on that premise than trying to find a man in terms of that you're losing your beauty and your youth and your vitality? That's not the way to look for a man, for a woman. You don't go looking when you're feeling like that. You go looking because you feel good about yourself and you want, and that's where you first start off.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But I wasn't even looking when I met him. I wasn't looking at all. I haven't been looking really.
Well, but wait a minute, you know, you're confusing. You called to ask about a relationship. So you're looking. You're looking. And what we're saying is you're a softie. You have a soft heart. Not nice heart. But you need to be stronger about the man. The man that's with you should be only attentive to you. You're the one. He doesn't have three other women and say, can you join me because you're beautiful too. And he doesn't bargain. Well, if you come to me, I'll drop the other women.
He's manipulative. Very manipulative.
Yeah. Find somebody else.
Definitely. Okay, Carmen, we have to move on to the next caller, but hopefully that helps.
You can
join us on Facebook, call our show again, reach out for a private, whatever you want. But it was nice to meet you.
You'll have romance.
Thank you.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, thanks.
562-596-7818 is the number to call, and 914 is next, and then we have 602 waiting. Hi, 914.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Maria. Yeah, calling from New York.
Oh, your name again?
Maria. Yes, from New York.
And we've talked to you before. I remember your voice.
Yeah, I do too.
So we didn't just meet a girl named Maria.
No.
You can.
What's your birthday?
May 15th, 1942.
May 15th, 1942.
Yes.
Oh, 1943. Okay. What's your birthday?
42.
42. Okay. 79. Okay, Maria.
Yes, you just my finance, they're going to prove it, you know.
Yeah, we talked to you about going to, weren't you trying to go back to, was it Italy again?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Yeah. No, I'm not going.
Oh, you're supposed to go in December, but you're looking for finances to improve. Is your trip contingent on your finances?
Right.
Okay, finances.
Well, and what she wants to...
She asked us on a previous show about going to Italy. Because I believe you're from Italy, right?
Yeah, we thought she would go.
Yes.
And we thought she would go, exactly. And so now she's saying the trip isn't until December, but she's concerned about her finances. So I don't know if there's some kind of financial block.
Well, I think you're going to go, Maria. I think you're still going to go. So if there's financial concerns, okay, so there's some financial concerns. But if you think that those financial concerns are going to stop you from going, we don't agree with that. We think you're still going to go. You know, and life is short. Life is basically not – if you want to go, go. This is important to you, right?
Yes.
Isn't your family there?
Yeah, I got a relative, yeah.
So go, you're going to go. You think you have financial difficulties? I'm saying that there, even if there are financial difficulties and there's a postponement of the trip, I still think you're going to go. And I don't think the financial difficulties are going to be that terrible anyways.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay. You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, let's see if 602. Hi.
Hi, Neil and Kirsten. This is Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn. Hi.
Whoa.
Hi,
hello,
how are you guys?
30 equals 4, but you got to give me your birth date again. I believe you're
9-26-58.
9-26-58. So Evelyn's from Arizona. And what's going on?
Well, I was hoping I would have had my new job by now, but it hasn't happened, and I'm kind of wondering if where it is.
Oh, okay. So do you remember Evelyn? Evelyn's anyway. She works for a grocery store. Are you still working at the grocery store?
Yeah, I'm still there, but it's not enough hours to pay all my bills, kind of thing.
Right, and you quit your other job, which was like I don't know, tile or something?
Yeah, interior remodeling.
And you quit that job because you didn't like it?
I did. Mm-hmm.
So you're just working that job at the supermarket?
Right.
And weren't you applying for a job there, like a full-time position?
No, there's nothing available. There hasn't been anything available.
I remember that there was something about applying for something that was... Or maybe it was in a different store. I don't know. So nothing. And you've done a lot of applications?
I've been doing applications online, but I can't seem to get any responses.
Have you tried an employment agency?
Well, you do online. That keeps sending you stuff. But I haven't talked to anyone in particular.
I'm wondering if she should go somewhere in person, an employment agency. I think you need to do something where you have contact, face-to-face contact with someone, because it's so hard online. It's very competitive. Obviously, you're competing with people of all ages. And, you know, if you have a personal connection with someone that's placing people, you might have a better chance. I don't know.
I agree. I wouldn't be sitting there on a sinking ship waiting for help to come. I'd go out and get help. I think you need to go out.
I don't know how she can do that. I mean, what kind of, temp agencies or employment agencies.
Does she want to move?
No, she lives in she owns her own home. And
she's just looking for a different job.
She just needs a different job, a full-time job, or a job to supplement. Do you get benefits from the store?
I do not. Mm-mm.
So you're really have a hard time.
And she wants a comparable job in a store.
She wants a comparable job. No, well, what do you want to do ideally, Evelyn?
Well, I kind of wanted to get out of retail, but as I've been looking around, it's also another thing, too, is that a lot of these jobs don't pay very well.
That's
one of the bigger dilemmas, too, is that they're $3-4 less an hour, and it's can't afford to do that.
We were just talking about this because what was it that came up? We were talking about how, it used to be that you worked for the post office. It was a really secure job. But now, there's been so much restructuring that working, we were saying grocery store as well, because there was unions and it was a good, solid job. And now, you don't have the same benefits and pay that there was 30 years ago.
Right.
So it's tough. It's tough when you're in the field.
Does she work in a grocery store?
She works in a grocery store. Yeah, she's a cashier.
Well, and so you've looked at everything in terms of, you work for a chain grocery store.
Right.
So do you want to get out of that particular chain?
She says she wants to get out of retail, period, but.
But how long have you been a cashier?
I thought I'd keep my foot in the door, but.
How long have you been a cashier?
I've been with this company for about 14 years.
And before that, did you do cashier? What did you do before that?
Before that, I was, my husband and I owned our own business, but he had passed away, so I had to get a real job.
What did you do in that business?
I did, like, the office part work, and
What kind of business was it? Because she wanted to open a coffee shop, too, before.
Right.
But you're
His
not
is environmental.
Really... Okay.
He did environmental work, which is totally beyond my scope of comprehension. I mean, I know what it is, but...
Oh, yeah.
So you're the lady that, are you the lady that when you go and put your groceries on the counter, you do the
scan
cash,
them?
You scan them?
Yeah. Yeah, I do that right now.
You've been doing this for 14 years.
Well, I was in management prior too, but since they closed the store I was at, I stepped down a position just to be closer to here, to where I live.
Well, thought about medical positions within the chain itself?
There's nothing available. I've been looking.
Mm. Okay. What? How about smaller chains?
Or other chains?
Or other chains that where you could apply as a manager, not a cashier.
Well, to be honest with you, I'd rather not stay in retail. I mean, I would if it was my only option. But if I have other options, I would rather not be in retail.
What are your skills? What are your skills that could get you a different job besides what you've been doing? I mean, the only problem is, I mean, the fact that you've been doing what you've been doing for so many years and then jumping into another field.
You know, we're the psychic voice, but then right now we're the voice of logic. What do you have to offer? And we're speaking from the voice of logic. What do you have to offer any potential employer that isn't to do with retail? How do you sell yourself? What do you want to do?
Right. Well, I did office work before, so I know how to do, you know, office work. So I've been looking at like office jobs, bookkeeping jobs, or call centers.
Okay,
I mean,
fine.
I've worked for a call center before too.
Bookkeeping jobs, jobs where you order. You could work in a pharmacy. You could work in a large area where you order things and organize them. You do some bookkeeping. There's jobs right there, and there's probably at least a dozen you haven't even approached.
Maybe.
Have you thought about ever working at a pharmacy?
Pharmacy, you have to be a technician, then you've got to get a license.
Yeah, but do they require that? I mean, if you work in a pharmacy, do they require the cashier?
Yeah, you would have to have
a technician.
Yeah, you have to be a pharmacy technician.
I see. So that won't work. But, I mean,
no.
Have you ever, I mean, going back to school or getting a license is going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you want to do office work, you've got to get to an in-person employment agency. I mean, even a temporary agency will place people permanently in positions. There's got to be.
Well, if you want to do some bookkeeping, you can take a small crash course or something. And, you're obviously capable of doing bookkeeping, I would think. I mean, cashiers have to have some kind of organized mind about the exchange of money and, you know, just having that brain. And I could see you were doing bookkeeping, yeah. Or ordering.
Because I was looking for data entry jobs, too. I mean, it's just a lot of them, I don't know if it's just really frustrating or I'm getting nervous about it, I think, and that's probably hindering something.
Are you able to sustain yourself currently? I mean, I know you're having a problem making your bills, but are you behind yet?
No. But
listen,
if I don't find something in the next 30 days, I'll probably start scrounging there.
Right.
You have a good solid years, at least of 4 years of working in the work field. You have a good solid 4 years left, if not more. But you've
right.
got to think what you want to do for 4 years. You're calling us and you're trying to get a psychic hit off of us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we offer something and you respond with, well, I don't know, that won't, we're not going anywhere. Bookkeeping is good,
but
ordering, what?
The only thing about bookkeeping is she needs a job in 30 days. She's not going to be able to take a crash course in bookkeeping.
She may not need it. You may not need it. You have skills already. You can sell, you can essentially sell yourself as a cashier and transferring that over to bookkeeping. I'm telling you, you can, because you've been doing it for 14 years.
Okay, that's good.
If you can even just get a book and read about it and get some general information, you know, the Idiot's Guide to Bookkeeping, and read it for 2 weeks.
Right.
And
I don't have a knowledge of bookkeeping. I'm like I said, I did the office work for my husband for 20 years. So, I mean, anything that was tax or whatever, then we handed it over to an accountant. But the general ledger stuff, I'm aware of it.
Here's where we start off. Go start looking at companies that do a lot of shipping. Look at companies that do a lot of shipping. I don't care if it's baking. I don't care what it is. Companies that do a lot of shipping out of their product.
Like, and you mean you, Amazon?
Yeah. And
okay.
And we'll make a prediction on the show that within a month, you've got a job as a bookkeeper. It's just a prediction. We'll play with it a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, Amazon, what else? You know, places that do a lot of shipping.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm looking at places in Arizona. Staffing Power doesn't get a good rating on Google, but I'm just looking. Have you heard of it?
They are tough. Well, Arizona is a right to work state, so it's really, I don't know, it's a tough industry. I'm surprised it's been this tough. I really am. But mind you, I'm not looking for a $12 an hour job. If you want one of those, they're plentiful.
Right.
So,
you want something that's going to be more rewarding financially.
Do you want maybe $17 to $20, or am I still off?
Exactly. Exactly. And then a lot of things, too, is that Phoenix is a really big area. So, I mean, it's like at California. You know, if you're looking for a job, you don't really want to, I mean, it could be 15, 20 miles away, but it takes you an hour and a half to get there. So you're kind of like, also that's another thing you're looking at is location.
Well,
because,
you,
I mean, there's a lot of places like way on the east side, but that would take me almost 2 hours to get to it every day.
No, no, you look at something within 15-mile radius.
Right.
And you haven't focused enough on bookkeeping with places that do a lot of shipping.
Where
that's what you need to
where
do.
Where is Peoria, Arizona, in relation to you?
Right here.
There's a place
that's
called
that's within the 10, 15 miles.
Express Employment Professionals. I'm sure they do placement for things like bookkeeping jobs, administrative assistant. Have you heard of them, Express Employment Professionals?
I have not.
Okay. This is.
And if they ask you.
Give a pen. Their number is 623-889-2800, and they get a really good review, and it's not a corporate agency. It's actually privately owned, it sounds like. So people say
okay.
You know, so that might be worth looking into. Go ahead.
And if they ask you if you've had any experience in bookkeeping, say, yes, 20 years. You don't say, you just say, yes, 20 years. And
they might
ask again. My husband had an environmental agency, and I was just the bookkeeper. Period.
Cool. Yeah.
Don't say you haven't, or don't, you know, just say I went to the business, kind of folded. I went to cashier, still kept my mind alive with money and whatnot, organizing, and I'm still equipped to handle any kind of bookkeeping. And you just say it. You learn as you move forward. There are experienced bookkeepers that stink, to tell you the truth. So, that's you're gonna have a you'll have a maybe within a month if we're right here.
The reviews on this place are great. I mean, even besides go, I mean, you could just show up in person and say, listen, I need help being placed in a job. Can you know, can we get started? Sounds like they're very very good to the people that are seeking employment. Lots
okay.
of reviews. Look them up online. Okay.
I will. Definitely.
We're psychics and we're in the directory business, so
Was there anything else new on the horizon? Is that just, I mean, I know I'm desperate for a job, but also I'm looking for, like, anything else great happening.
Anything else?
Anything else on the horizon?
What exactly are you looking for? Relationship or?
You know, I was wondering if one was coming about. I was told there was, but I haven't seen it happen yet.
Who told you? Did Neil tell you?
Yeah, he has over the course of time.
I have?
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, I'm going to add to that right now. The reason I said that is because your energy field suggests a relationship still in this lifetime. So I was basing it on, and I'm looking at your numbers now, I'm basing it on the idea that you have a relationship coming. It hasn't come yet, but you have a one coming. I will add one more note to that. In the relationship, there's going to be a pet, a dog or a cat. There's going to be an animal.
Well, I have a dog. I don't know if it's, you mean me or them.
Well, the fact that you have a dog right now is a good sign. Pertaining to the subject matter at hand. So that's a validation. But the person that you'll be involved with is pet friendly. They like the, I can see a figure of a man loving your at least your dog. If he doesn't know, I'll bring one to the relationship.
I think that, you know, getting her job situation cleared up is going to open the highway, if you will, to getting a relationship. But right now she's a bit stuck and she's been, you know, with the job has been having problems. I mean, how long were you at that interior decorating place?
I was there for just over a year.
Yeah. But I mean, for all that time, you didn't like it. You didn't like the job.
Nope.
So, well, I mean, you've been in this position of being kind of dissatisfied and not, you know, not settled in your life. So when something comes in that allows you to be settled, then that's going to be a better opportunity for everyone.
Yeah. It's an optimistic read. It's a good read because we're picking up a lot of good, solid notes that are coming in. I just, you know, go through the show again, or if you remember it, you don't need to, but follow our advice. We're hoping that within a month, things are going to be changing. Within a month.
Okay, yeah, and call us back, Evelyn. Let us know what happens. We're at the end of the show now.
Oh, okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
I'll talk to you again. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we are out of time. Everyone, we're back on air Wednesday, and hopefully we will get to discuss our topic.
With female, and well, we've had all females. I'm the only male around.
you are.
That's right there.
Today.
Putting a little bit into the topic, but really haven't gotten into it yet.
Okay, so we will on Wednesday, and hopefully everyone has a great weekend. Bye-bye.